This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reason. Welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Judd Lindell. How are you, Judd?
Good, Robert. How are you?
Good. And Judd is the CEO of Citi Cards. You may know the largest credit card company in the world. So let's start out. The first thing, we interview CEOs. You have a doctorate in psychology. That's not always the standard path for someone to become a CEO. What's the story?
Not always. I'd say it's rarely a path. So the quick story is I was trained to become a clinical psychologist. My wife was at Wharton getting her MBA, as was a brother and best friend. And they'd sit at home talking about their case studies as if they had their HP 12C calculator sitting next to them, as if this was a math problem. And it was really, many of these were organization systems, organizational behavior pieces. By the time I was in my fifth year, I wrote my dissertation on a business subject, what happens to entrepreneurs who sell their companies to larger companies and the implications for their career and their business as they're integrated. From there, I moved into consulting and very soon found a client who said to me, I think you'd probably prefer to run a business than give advice. And I said, you're absolutely right. And I joined American Express and spent 20 years there.
So have you used your ideas from psychology in running the business as a CEO?
I don't think there's a single day that I think about my training and how I apply it. But what's built in the bone, what becomes part of your DNA, is how you think about breaking apart problems. I think it certainly shapes how I consider leading. I'm a big believer that, you know, the best leaders are the ones who listen hard, that talk straight, and that they show they care. And
I like that. Listen hard, talk straight, show
they
you care.
Yep, and I think that, frankly, the first one is something that's hard as people are building their careers. I think so many folks are so interested in telling or finding the solution as opposed to asking questions and probing and listening. I think talking straight, it's amazing how many times I can see people come to present on things that should be very simple, and they make them overly complex. And I think leaders' job is to talk straight and keep it simple. But frankly, I think it's the last one that many leaders miss out on. And being able to show that you care, show that with warmth and compassion and sincere interest.
Give me an example of how you've done that, how one time you had to show someone you care, and legitimately, not like had to show them, but you did care.
It's everything from leaving a handwritten note that I did this morning when I came in very early in the morning, dropped it on somebody's desk because they had just done a killer job at turning around a product and I'd just seen the results, to this afternoon, one of my direct reports where I had just given him a hard time about not delivering on something I expected. About 15 minutes later, I pulled him out of his office and took him for a walk and said, here's why I want you to know why I care so deeply about what you're doing and why I know you can fix it. So to me, it's creating that clear connection with everybody that works with you. And frankly, everybody in a big global institution, it's not like everybody's going to report to you. How you create a sense of purpose, how you create a direction that people want to be part of is the other thing that I think is a demonstration of caring for the organization.
Okay, so we will talk later about digital disruption, about fintech, and Judd has some great insights on that. But let's go into, you leave American Express after 19 years, 2010, you come to Citi, very different organization. What was your thinking strategically in how you were going to change the organization? I know change and transformation are keys to you.
Yeah, it's so what attracted me was that this is the largest payment, largest card company in the globe. It was truly had a global footprint and still continues to. It's one of the differentiators. But I also realized that I was the fifth CEO in 6 years, which meant that from a change perspective, this is an organization that had been through a lot. Not only that, but they'd been through the economic crisis. And so that it was clear that getting the team together was essential. It was clear that we had to fix a lot of the basics, because when you've got that amount of change without clear purpose, that it requires a very fundamental check on the foundation. And so the first probably year and a half was all around fixing the basics and the foundation. That things like as basic as infrastructure and fraud systems and investing in and building out those capabilities to establishing the right culture where everybody was focused on the outside to win. I'd say the next phase was, frankly, much more around massive, radically simplifying and standardizing the business. And so being present in all the markets we're in, operating what I consider a loose federation of local banks, when our most distinctive asset was that we had global presence. And so creating things on scale, whether it was radically reducing the number of products we had, but then building clear product chassis, products that stood for something. The beauty is that that complexity, when you got too many products, it creates a lot of cost, it can create control issues. You simplify, you standardize, and then you create distinctive. I have a global rewards program that we had 11 different platforms. We now have one. It stands for something under the Thank You brand. I can build out that brand on a global basis and work with global partners so that if Hilton Hotels wants to make an offer to a large customer base, I can light that offer up in Singapore or in the U.S. or in Mexico, and they go one place. And then the last phase was really, as you mentioned, thoughts on digitization. The last phase was then differentiation, digitization, and causing growth. And that's where we are right now.
And how do you feel you're doing?
So I'm happy with stage one and stage two. I'm right in the middle of three. I'd say that on the differentiation, if I were to evaluate our products relative to how they perform on a competitive basis, I think we're doing terrific. If I look at the double cash card and how it performs, it's got the highest what we call net promoter score, blows away the competition in terms of competitive differentiation. If I look at thank you and what that stands for, simplicity, so from a product standpoint, feel terrific. From a digitization, boy, this is a business that in some respects, it was digital from day one. You put a mag stripe on a piece of plastic, we've been replacing paper, currency, and coins since day one. But did it lose some of its digital mojo? I think maybe it did over the years. So the last 2 years have been an intense focus on how do we bring more customers in online, how do we service them better online, how do we build other capabilities, whether in partnership with fintech companies on the West Coast or investments we'll make in our venture arm in some of these startups. And then lastly, how do we capture more e-commerce spend? Because today, one out of every $4 that's on the card is e-commerce spend, and it's only growing. It's, you look at the marketplace, it's $2 trillion worth of spend. So how do we make that checkout experience better? Because my business is about bringing buyers and suppliers together and taking friction out of the system. So merchants are partners of mine, and if somebody's shopping and they fill their shopping cart and they abandon that shopping cart before they pay, if I can, and that's about almost one out of every four shopping trips ends up
really,
with abandoned
one out
shopping.
Of four ends up being abandoned.
Abandoned.
And so that's the whole key, getting the pay button.
And boy, if you can get, knock that down by 100, 200, 300 basis points, what that does for a merchant is massive in terms of their ability to add incremental spend.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Judd Lynville, who is the CEO of Citi Cards, the largest credit card company in the world. So what you're talking about, your transformation, it seems it's almost an extension of your straight talk. Everything is very simplified, very organized, very focused. It's almost like you listened to what people want and gave a straight solution.
I hope it's simple. I will tell you that these businesses are nothing if not complex. On the surface, they look quite simple. But if you think about it, it's a massive transaction processing business that generates an immense amount of information exhaust. in many respects, we're a big data company. The way we use that information to help merchants and consumers in a variety of different ways. It's also, if you think about it, it's a marketer's dream, because this is it's a high engagement consumer product that, if built the right way, these are the things that help build a brand. And I truly believe in building the Citi brand. The card business is an absolutely essential piece of that. Another element, though, is that it's an engineer's delight, because when you run big transaction processing businesses, the ability to reverse engineer and simplify and take out steps, not just to eliminate costs, but to make a better experience for consumers, which is actually one of the things that I think the fintech kind of development has led to, some incredibly good engineering design-led thinking that completely shapes and reshapes the customer experience. And I think, frankly, raises the bar for banks and for Citi overall, which is something that I actually enjoy. But to me, it's how do you figure out how to take all that complexity and simplify it so that everybody knows where we're headed and what they need to do.
This is Robert Greese on the CEO Show. We're speaking with Judd Lynville, who is the CEO of Citi Cards. We're talking about digital. We're talking about the brand. We're talking about complexity. We are talking about talking straight, showing you care with people. When we come back, we're going to look more into digital disruption and how that...
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site. For friendly, certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking today with Judd Lindvall, who's the CEO of CityCards. So let's talk. You're in a fintech business, which you spoke about a lot before. Digital disruption is impacting everyone. You get people at the top like the Amazons and the Googles coming down at you, and then you have the ankle biters coming up at you. What's your take on what's really happening in digital disruption in this world, and what should CEOs be aware of?
So the simplest way to think about it is that, in my mind, digital is a means and it's not an end. Digital, by definition, is a whole variety of different ways to access a channel, whether it's from the laptop to a iPad or tablet to a smartphone. And as I look at the trends in our business and how we've caused some of that change or how we've ridden that wave, it's pretty exceptional. Today, in the U.S. as an example, more than half of all our new customers come to us online. I know that almost three quarters before they make a purchase of a card, before they select it, they shop on their smartphone. The fact is that digital servicing is 10x the number of service interactions that we have within our call center. So gone are the days when folks thought about these businesses. And that's going to change more. As an example, when we send out emails, two-thirds of the emails that we send are opened on a smartphone. So that massive change to that. And by the way, where we can engineer solutions that are faster, better, cheaper. Now, the approach to that is that, being incredibly disciplined with the major players, of which you use Amazon as an example, how we can partner with them to build solutions that work better for them and for our customers. A simple example, pay with points. We worked with Amazon to take thank you points, the loyalty program at Citi, to be able to go, when you're shopping on Amazon and you go to check out, with just three clicks, you can check out with your thank you points. And I assure you that around holiday season, if you've got a thank you card and you're on Amazon, you're going to see at checkout a prompt that encourages you to do it. It's a great way to unlock value for customers. It's a great way to close the sale for Amazon. And so one model is, how do we figure out ways to interoperate with all of our large merchants in ways that make their business stronger, make it easier to deliver value to consumers? And then, as you described with some of the smaller startups, I'd say our approach has been threefold. One is spend a lot of time out on the West Coast, have teams of people set out on the West Coast, have a ventures team that's constantly looking at early stage startups where we're taking positions in those companies. Some of them become even bigger. Some of them we then begin to partner with and use some of their capabilities internally. So as we identify some emerging capabilities, can we take that new fraud capability that's been built and put it into our system? Can we take that loyalty program?
Okay, when you talk about fraud, something on all CEOs' mind that I speak with is cybersecurity. What's your take on where that's going, the challenges, and what solutions can people look at?
So I, along with all of your CEO listeners, would put certainly in the top handful of concerns and considerations in how we run our business every day, how we set strategy, is around cybersecurity. Obviously, we don't spend a lot of time publicly talking about what we do, but our approach we certainly do, which is how do we bring together the best of all the functional expertise that we've got? So when I say that, it's our security group. It is our ethical hackers who are constantly trying to break into the system. It is the folks who, in fact, are doing all of our info systems and InfoSec. We've got them all together in what we call our Fusion Center and location outside of the city, where they're constantly monitoring all that's going on a global basis, from things that you may see on the news to trends that we see, where we're actually monitoring a variety of different sites, that even sites that are selling stolen credit cards. So it goes very deep, but in the end, it's all about protecting our customers. So the model I think people fully understand is that we've got customers back, so that if there is fraud on their account, a customer is not responsible for that fraud. That means that we are responsible, so it becomes an essential piece of our fabric. It's also why, as I mentioned, when I first got here, one of the first big infrastructure projects we had was to rip out the fraud infrastructure we had, to replace it with a SaaS platform that nobody in the industry had at the time, and then to build with PhDs and modeling all of the analytics that allow us. And now, we don't spend a lot of time talking publicly about fraud numbers, but I know that relative to the competition, we're best in class on a whole series of not just lowest losses, but ensuring that we don't stop a good card member who might be spending out of pattern at a store, so reducing those, what we think about as false positives. So that's built into the very DNA of how we run the business and think about investments.
I want to shift. We've about 3 minutes left. Your really exciting new partnership with Costco, and I shop at Costco every month, major, and I love it. And I'm excited because I was stuck with my business credit card. Now I'm not anymore. Talk about the challenges of creating that partnership and what it really means and your hopes for it.
So first, I'm glad that you're spending at Costco, and I'm glad that you're going to continue spending. I will assure you that we'll probably put more spending on that card. So the deal we have with Costco is obviously a very big deal. It's a big commercial deal. Think about 11 million cards that come over to the city portfolio, and an incredibly valuable tie-up with a very important brand, a category leader in Costco. So big commercially, but as if not more important is that it is really a big deal for consumers, because we've got a product that's 4% back on gas purchase, 3% on dining and travel, 2% for in Costco store. So that rebate check, that check that you get at the in February, means that hundreds of dollars of free shopping when you go into that Costco store. It's hard to imagine why anybody would use any other card when they're shopping at Costco. It's also in partnership with Visa, Visa the world's largest payment network, which means that there's even more places to use that Costco card to shop. So it's a big deal for Citi. I think that's a big deal for Costco, I can tell you that, and it's certainly a big deal for consumers.
Well, congratulations. Were there any specific challenges in pulling this together, things that you can say?
So any commercial deal of that's this big and complex, it's years in the making. And so it's a myriad of challenges, but to me, if we go back to the kind of listen hard and talk straight, the entire team that worked on this, so one challenge is, How do you get a team of people to work on something where they know the gestation period is not weeks or months or even it's years? And part of it is having such an incredible sense of purpose of what it would mean to win this. It's about building a partnership with that management team, not just the senior management, but understanding the warehouse operators and how they think. And then most importantly, it's understanding the mindset of the Costco members, because this is I think it's 41 million members in the U.S., and we're bringing 11 million new cardholders over. There's a huge opportunity to grow this, and these are folks that have, as we talk about it, thick wallets. They spend a lot. Their payment history has some of the lowest losses, and so to me the challenge was eye on the prize. So I think about it as kind of nose to the grindstone and eyes on the horizon, and everybody now can celebrate that win.
Well, great having you on the CEO show, Judd.
Thank you, Robert. Enjoyed it.
Allstate non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Robert Reese and Albert Reese on the Customer Experience Show, and we're here today with Ron Losby. How are you, Ron?
I'm doing great, Robert.
And Ron is the president of Steinway & Sons of the Americas. Steinway is perhaps the most venerable name, certainly in your industry, but in almost any industry. What does the uniqueness of the Steinway brand really mean to you as president?
Well, I think its legacy, and as you mentioned, its venerability, is something that we cherish and that we try to cultivate continuously, because we don't expect it to remain the same year after year unless it is, in fact, cultivated. I've often been envious of other organizations who have relatively new brands, and there's not a level of expectation as great as there is with an older brand that you have to live up to before you ever even meet your potential customers. And we're always looking in the rearview mirror to our competitors to see what they are doing as well. But the level of expectation that a customer has about Steinway, because it's so well known, is at some certain points daunting, frankly.
Thinking about your customers, Ron, I'm guessing you segment them into a couple of different categories. The concert pianists, the ones we see on television all the time. Talk to us about your different customer segments.
We have essentially three different groups of customers, and perhaps the most visible is really the smallest group, and that is the professional instrumentalists, the Billy Joels of the world, the Vladimir Horowitzes, mm-hmm. the Long Longs. They're very important to our company, and we're honored that they play the Steinway, because we don't pay them to play the Steinway piano. They do this freely and choose it as the best instrument to project their art. But they're a relatively small group. The next largest group of instrumentalists that we have that use our pianos are institutions, what we call institutional users, higher education, K-12, houses of worship. These particular organizations are approached differently by our company because we know where they are, we know what they use. If they're in the education business or the performance business, they have to have a piano of some sort. So the programs we use to address this very important segment of our business are quite different than the ones that we use to address the professional or the piano teacher. And of course, the final and largest group will be what I call the hobbyist. And these are individuals, perhaps like you and I, that maybe we took the piano, maybe we want it for our children to learn how to play the instrument, maybe we just want a beautiful piece of architecture in our home. They're not going to change their life specifically because of the piano, but they want it because it is something that represents longevity, it represents a great financial investment, and there's other key performance indicators, if you will, that sort of activate in this customer segment that's very different from the other two.
So when you think about relating with the three and the customer experience you're trying to achieve through Steinway, how do you approach them, the three of them, differently? You hit on it a little bit.
Well, they are quite different. And I would say that the hobbyist group or the great listener is more aspirational. They're buying into more of a lifestyle, a Steinway lifestyle, if you will. We have Steinway societies around the country, and these are individuals that want to be a part of something that is cultural, that is important, that may be somewhat eleemosynary, depending upon the Steinway society that they're involved in. But they buy into a lifestyle and an aspiration of what Steinway means. And what it means is excellence. Steinway is really the epitome of a musical instrument at its finest, and it's always evolving, it's always being improved, but it is something that signifies excellence. The institutional users, these are tools. These are tools that they teach on. They teach composition, they teach voice, they teach solfege. It's something that is just part of the educational process, and they look upon it very differently than one of the aspirational users or the professional. The professional user is absolutely a tool to make their living. It is like a palette of color, a canvas, where they can create their art, and is extremely crucial to their life and to their life's work and also to their financial well-being. To have an instrument that's going to express what they want to express, regardless of the genre, musically speaking, and will hopefully keep them employed, if you will, in the performance arena for many years to come.
So you have obviously a very clear grasp of what each of your different segments looks for. How do you receive feedback from them regarding the experience they have with your products?
Well, we do a lot of post-sale contact with a customer. That is extremely important for us, because I think a company like Steinway, we could be somewhat arrogant. We could be a company that sort of rests on its 162-year legacy and reputation, and for the next decade or so that might serve us okay. But in the reality of this world, bad news travels pretty quickly, and a bad customer experience because of electronic media, it can go viral, as we all know, very fast. So it's extremely important for us to make certain that every one of our customers is satisfied with their purchase. And I even do that personally. I call many of them myself just to get the feedback of how did we deliver the piano? Was your experience before you ever got into one of our showrooms, was it what you expected to be through the internet? You know, how did our representative come to answer all of your questions and treat you in a manner that you thought was appropriate? All of these aspects, not one of them can be deficient. They all have to be beyond a customer's expectation.
When you talk about the internet, you have a product that is not considered high-tech product, even though it has significantly high-tech involved. How do you use the internet to reach new types of customers and create a new customer experience for them?
I think above all the things in my 28 years with Steinway, the largest sea change that we've had has been the internet, because we're a very small company, both in terms of volume and the number of pianos and the customers that we look for every year. What the internet has done for us, if we do it right, and we're constantly evolving our internet strategy and looking for ways to improve it, but it has allowed us to be everywhere at once. Anyone who has a computer can come on and find out more about Steinway & Sons. 30 years ago, we used to have to run ads in magazines, on TV, on the radio, sort of the old traditional media. And as a small company, you could not do that unless you received some sort of a return within a reasonable period of time. The internet is our virtual showroom. And what this is supposed to do is to educate the customer, is to enable a customer to aspire, if they're part of that hobbyist group, as to why they should be purchasing an instrument or considering purchasing a Steinway instrument. And it also has a tremendous amount of information on our institutional customers. So those particular segments of our customer base, they all find something that's relevant to them.
I want to interrupt you on that, because I know that you were one of the largest online sellers of classical CDs. How does something like that fit into your strategy?
Well, it's a very important key component of it, and you're right, through our subsidiary of archivemusic.com and also our Steinway & Sons record label. These individuals that are purchasing classical CDs, because that is what this company is all about, are six times more likely to purchase a piano and a Steinway piano than those who do not purchase classical CDs. So we have, if you will, sort of an embedded list of consistent users of the CDs that are classically oriented, and we do reach out to them on a regular basis, but in a very thoughtful way. We don't overuse it. We don't bombard these individuals. It's something that they almost have to ask us if they want more information, but we will send them various e-publications that we have that will require and contain, I should say, information that is important to that particular user.
You've used the word legacy. I've not heard the word luxury. I've often associated Steinway with the term luxury, almost as Rolls Royces to automobiles. Talk about legacy and how legacy influences the way you interact with your customers.
Well, the legacy of the Steinway, I think, is well known. I mean, we are a company that started out building pianos in 1853, and here it is, 2015, and we're still building pianos. We have stuck with our knitting, if you will, and perfecting what we do over time. And I think that's one of the key ingredients that has enabled our success going forward through recessions and world wars and depressions and cultural changes. Steinway has remained sort of the stalwart. Yes, our sales may go up and down a bit, but we have retained what I call, you know, our legacy and our integrity to what we are and what the Steinway brand is. We can never forget who we are or what we are, and we need to always improve who and what we are. And looking back gives us, I believe, a window into the future.
We have about 30 seconds before break, but I just wanted to ask you, you are one of the companies that still manufactures in the U.S. How do you do that? Well, it seems more expensive.
We're very proud about that, and we manufacture right here in New York City and have since 1853. And I'm proud to say that we are competitive, that we're able to ship these instruments all over the world. And the importance of being in a place like New York is that it is a labor pool that draws from all over the world. And one of the key successes of Steinway & Sons is that these waves of German immigrants that started our company, and then the Irish and the Italian and now the Puerto Rican, etc., they're all coming here, and we have this great labor pool where people want to work with their hands. And so we are able to access this pool.
We're speaking with Ron Losby, president of Steinway. Back in a few.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years
at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese and Albert Reese on the Customer Experience Show, and we're here today with Ron Losby, who's the president of Steinway & Sons. And earlier in the show, you spoke about the cost and the value of a piano. Now, it seems to me that the number one reason why most people wouldn't buy a Steinway is because of the cost, but you've already told me that that's not the case at all.
Well, you might be surprised, as many are, that really a very prominent reason why an individual doesn't select a Steinway is not because they cannot afford it. It's because they cannot justify it based upon their own personal skill level at playing the piano. And this is why various attributes of a Steinway piano are universal, whether you play or not. We can all listen to the beauty of a Steinway. But certain aspects, such as the financial aspect of it, where it actually goes up in value year after year after year, is something that can appeal to virtually anyone. And also, the legacy within the home is a really important aspect of a Steinway, because of all the things one has, whether you've got a beautiful table and you've got furniture and clothing and things on the walls, the one thing that will always remain the same is that piano. The piano, you may change everything in the room, but that piano will be handed down generation after generation. And that is what people are buying into when they think of a Steinway piano, is this sort of transgenerational piece of legacy that is in their own living room.
When people come, they come to you looking to work for Steinway, they come in to create a Steinway, do they come because of the brand, because of the legacy that exists, or do you actually find yourselves having to go out there and recruit these experts in making pianos?
Well, there's not a lot of experts that make pianos these days. Fortunately, we have the lion's share of them right here in New York City. However, we do attract people who like to work with their hands. They may end up being a master tone regulator in 20 years, and they may not. But these individuals who want to work with their hands, who like putting things together, have an opportunity at Steinway & Sons to have a career path that is very different than if you're a financial guy or a computer technologist or whatever, but you like working in this environment where you create something. One of the great legacies of Steinway, I believe, is that most of our workers and the people that haven't yet started working for us know what we do and what we are. And they know that it's not a table that they're producing. It's something that has an impact on the human condition.
And how connected are they to the customer experience across the three different customers you described earlier, these folks that are down making the pianos?
Well, actually, they're quite connected because right here in New York, we have factory tours that bring various individuals through hundreds and hundreds per year. And it's interesting to see these potential customers or actual customers come in, see how a Steinway piano is made, and how our workers interact with them. Because there is this enormous pride, as I was just mentioning, and the questions they get from the customers that come through, there is an interaction there that is really heartwarming, frankly, because when you walk in to something that is 150 years old, which is our factory out there, and you see how this instrument is put together, and it's put together by people, then it really changes the landscape of when you see a Steinway piano, what is behind it.
And how do you create and maintain the culture of, you know, taking away from the individual who may have thought of himself or herself as a great piano maker in their own right to now being part of Steinway? How do you convince them or convey to them they're now part of a legacy?
Well, I think they all know that they're part of a greater whole. But, you know, we have some of our artistes, if you will, that have, well-deserved personalities. Let me put it to you that way. They are very much an artist, just like someone who plays the piano. And frankly, we don't mind the fact that a master tone regulator will be interviewed on perhaps radio shows or TV shows or how it's made, which just happens all the time, fortunately, at Steinway, because these are true craftsmen, true artists, and they should be recognized. But I think they all believe and know that they're part of this whole. It's all about the piano.
Taking back a little different course, back to the Internet, what do you learn from the Internet in your outreach to your various customers? What do you learn from that?
Well, we're still learning, but one thing that is interesting is we have about 3 years ago set up what we call an Internet concierge. And what this individual does is only works with Internet inquiries. And we've learned that they want a response immediately. So we have, you know, you can talk to a person virtually 24 hours a day. We have certain protocols where we respond depending upon where they come into our website. If they come into, I just find the dealer. If they want to come in through our Crown Jewel collection or Art Case Instruments or the institutional portal, we have a different response protocol for each one of these entrances. And we're constantly trying to refine it. But one thing is true is that they want it quick. It needs to be short. It needs to be personalized. And it needs to be accurate in the sense of, this may sound like something that's very basic, but the English language needs to be perfect. You don't type in something and have a misspelled word or have anything that is untoward, because that is really a flag that says this is the kind of experience you're going to have if somebody misspells the word weather or whatever it might be. So it's very important, quick, informative, and asking them for more to reach out to you.
And thinking about the hobbyist, I think you describe it as your greatest opportunity to reach out. How are you leveraging the Internet to reach that particular segment?
Different content. And different. They come in through different portals generally. I mean, they're usually much more interested in a specific type of piano and tell me more about, you know, what are our various models and what is the differences between them. They want more information and more education. But they also want to be a part of the lifestyle. So we have a lot of lifestyle activities, if you will, on the Internet website, which we believe that they click on very frequently, whether it's Paul McCartney playing at Steinway Hall or it is Long getting playing at the Grammys last week. So these are individuals that like to be associated with those types of names.
Just, I'm interested. The hobbyist group is just fascinating to me. It seems like there's a great variety out there. You've got a young generation coming up of hobbyists. Do you approach them any differently?
In terms of reaching out to them, yes, because now we're, you know, on a mobile platform, which I think is very important for our Internet strategy. And trying to make the piano relevant while preserving its legacy is extremely important. And there are certain aspects of electronic appurtenances that make a Steinway piano much more relevant to the millennials or a younger generation. In that you can put a MIDI strip in a Steinway piano, connect, you know, your GarageBand Apple computer to it, and suddenly you have a music studio that would have taken up an entire room 15 years ago. So being able to have things that make the piano more relevant to their needs is extremely important. So technology within the piano is an area of our company that we are just beginning to really get serious about, and it will change the relevance of a Steinway piano for many customer groups that don't play the piano well.
And how did you learn of that demand?
By talking with various individuals. Berklee College of Music, great example of it.
Okay, we've got 20 seconds left. You've spoken about excellence. You've spoken about pride. What is the future of Steinway? If you and I were to sit down 50 years from now, what would you hope?
Well, I think that the Steinway piano is going to be very similar to what it was in the home 100 years ago, and that's going to be the center of the home, but it's going to be technology that makes it the center of the home. It'll be an entertainment portal. It'll also be a portal to connect like-minded users throughout the world.
Great having you on the show, Ron.
Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.